A lot of people say that they don't read the Bible because they don't understand it. And as a Christian, I feel like it's my duty to teach it to you. Welcome to the Ghetto Bible Tales. I'm your host, Jerrica, and here we talk about biblical and spiritual things in a comical yet understandable way. We're going to learn, but we're going to laugh too. So grab your Bibles and your sense of humor and get ready for this. What's up, family? It's your girl, Jerrica, and I'm finally back with yet another Ghetto Bible Tale. And today we're going to discuss Abram and Sarah. Abraham and Sarah. Before we can get into the story of Abraham and Sarah, we must first discuss the rules of context. Y'all already know how these go. I have a video dedicated to breaking the rules of context all the way down. But right now, we're just going to run through them real fast so we can get to our story. Rule number one, language. The Bible wasn't originally written in English. It was originally written in ancient Hebrew and ancient Greek. Think about that when you're reading the Bible. Rule number two is history and culture. The culture of the Bible is of ancient Israel culture. Please don't apply your modern day culture to the Bible. It won't work. Rule number three is reading the Bible as a whole. Too many times people take it out of context because they want to snip and cut bits and pieces. Don't do that. Take the Bible for what it is from the beginning to the end. And the final rule of context is the Holy Spirit. In order to understand the Bible, you must first consult your God and ask Him to bestow His Holy Spirit upon you so that He may teach you and guide you through this book. Once you gain an understanding of the rules of context, we can proceed on in our story. Now, somebody requested this. I don't remember who it is. If it was you, please say so in the comments, because I don't remember who requested this story, but somebody requested this. They wanted to know about Abraham and how he lied about Sarah being his wife twice. I don't know if y'all know that he did it twice. So the first time that Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife happens in Genesis chapter 12. So, at the beginning of Genesis 12, God talks to Abraham. Well, no, let me rephrase that. His name is not Abraham yet. Currently, at the beginning of Genesis 12, his name is Abram. He goes through a name change like later on once he makes a covenant with God. But at this point, his name is just Abram. And his wife's name is Sarai. Names are at the bottom of the screen. It wasn't Sarah. Because once they make their covenant, the name, their meaning of their names change. So, that's just a little info. Anyway, so God talks to Abram. Typically, it seems from what I read in person. So, he was talking to Abram. He told him to leave his home and that he would show him the land that will eventually be his. And then he makes a promise to Abram that he is going to make Abram a great nation. And through Abram, all the families of the earth will be saved and blessed. So, in case y'all didn't know, Abram, or Abraham, is actually the grandfather of Jacob, aka Israel. Just in case y'all didn't know. So, I know y'all remember later on in the Bible. Well, later on in Genesis, God makes this promise to Jacob. And Jacob is a descendant of Abram. FYI. So, mind you, at this point, Abram does not have any children. Him and Sarai don't have any kids right now. So, God is telling him that he's going to make him a great nation and going to give him all this land and stuff. And So Abram, he listens to God and he leaves home. He takes his wife with him. He got a whole bunch of servants. And his nephew Lot come with him as well. And he was 75 when him and God had this conversation. I think he lived like 100 more years after that. I think he died at 175. So he was 75 when he had this conversation with God. So they go to Canaan, which is the actual promised land, the land that God promised to give to the children of Israel. So when he gets to Canaan, God appears to him and tells him that this is the land that he is going to give him and his descendants. And while he's there, Abram builds an altar to God, and then he heads south. So there was a famine in the land. And because there was a famine in the land, Abram decided that it would be a good idea to go to Egypt. Nobody told him to go to Egypt. He just thought, well, it's a famine around here. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to go to Egypt because that's where all the food is. Abram didn't consult God. He didn't do nothing. He just was like, I'm going to Egypt. So before entering Egypt, Abram tells Sarai that we are going to tell everybody that we are siblings because you are so pretty. They'll kill me and take you because you're so pretty. And she was 60, by the way, at the time. So he was 75 and she was 60. So her 60 don't look like what 60 look like now. Like, let's imagine that 60 for Sarah or Sarai looks more like 30. They aged differently back then as opposed to the way we age now. And also, they weren't exposed to the type of food and stuff that we eat that is really killing us. Everything they had was natural and organic. So as you can imagine, back in the Bible days, they lived longer lives because everything was natural and organic. Whereas now, everything we got is full of steroids and we're slowly dying. And it ages us and make us look. Anyway, when they get to Egypt, mind you, Abram and Sarai they look differently compared to Egyptians. Egyptians have their own culture, so they look differently. So when they see her, when they arrive to Egypt and they see her, she is attractive to them because she is a different type of beauty. You don't see women that look like Sarai in Egypt that often. Her beauty wasn't common. So that attracted a lot of people to her. And a lot of people was talking about her. And because of that, word get back to Pharaoh and it was like, there was this pretty, pretty young woman in town. And we think that she'd make a good wife for you. Because of that, Sarai ends up at Pharaoh's house. So while Sarai was in Pharaoh's house, Abram was living pretty good. He was eating good. He, mind you, he was actually considered a rich man because he had a lot of servants. He had a lot of livestock. So basically, he had a lot of money. And now that he's in Egypt, where there's not much of a famine, he's eating good. And God is still taking care of him, despite him, you know, making a mess. But God is still taking care of him at this point. Meanwhile, Abram is living on a high horse. He's living great. Meanwhile, Pharaoh's house is falling apart because there's a woman in his house that ain't supposed to be there. And that woman is Sarai. Because Sarai is in Pharaoh's house, God is pretty much punishing Pharaoh because you have taken another man's wife into your house. Now, when I read this, I don't remember them saying in Genesis 12 who told him that that was Abram's wife, but somehow Pharaoh finds out that Sarai is Abram's wife, and then he is able to put two and two together and realize that my house is being destroyed because the God of these people is upset with me because I have taken this man's wife into my house. And when he finds out that Sarai is Abram's wife, he immediately takes her back to him and tells him to get on about their business. So Pharaoh rebukes Abram for lying, and then he kicked him out. He like, get out so I can get back to my wonderful life, because his life was like literally falling apart. Like everything in his house was like falling apart. His animals dying. Like wickedness just struck his house just because she was in it. And when he realized that that was somebody else's wife and he realized their God is mad, he sent them on their way because he was like, I don't want nothing to do with you, your wife, or your God. Okay. So that was the first time that Abram lied about Sarai being his wife. So it happens again later on in the book of Genesis, chapter 20. So at the point of chapter 20, his name becomes Abraham and her name becomes Sarah. I think the change of the names was the meanings. I think Abraham means father of a nation and Sarah means mother of a nation. And at that point, he hadn't made his covenant with God, so his name had to change to fit the covenant. So at this point, they have made the covenant and she is, at this point, Sarah is 90 and Abram is, he's like 15 years older than her. My math, the math ain't mathing in my brain, but 90 plus 15. What is that? Like 105? Yeah, 105, I think. He's 105. She's 90 at this point in the story. So Sodom and Gomorrah happens. Like, y'all, I did a video on Sodom and Gomorrah. Please go watch it. And Sodom and Gomorrah has Abraham's nephew, Lot, in it, if you're interested. I'll leave a link to that video in the description box. Sodom and Gomorrah had happened. So because that city was being destroyed and Abraham was in close proximity with that city, he had to go south so he can get away from that city. And once again, he went to a place called, y'all, I can't understand my handwriting, Gerani. I don't know what this is. I can't understand my handwriting. But anyway, he went to a place, and when they got there, he told Sarah, tell people that you are my sister. You are not my wife. Because he was scared he was going to get killed. So the king of that area that they were in, he saw her. He liked her. So he took her into his house to make her his. So one night that king is laying down to sleep and God pops up in his dream. And he was like, you finna die for messing with Abraham's wife. And then the king was like, I ain't touched her. Technically, she's still his wife. She ain't my wife. I ain't touched her. I ain't done nothing with her. I ain't kissed her, hugged her, nothing. She's still clean as it pertains to me because I ain't touched her. So you gonna kill me for a woman I ain't even touched? And then the king was like,
and then that dude lied to me and told me that that was his sister. How am I supposed to know that that's his wife if he telling me that's his sister? And then she confirming what he's saying and she saying that she is his sister and not his wife. So if both of them lying, how is it my fault? How do I die because they lying? Your people lying. Get your children, they lying.
And God was like, you know what? You right. So I'm not gonna kill you if you just go ahead and give her back. Go ahead and give her back to Abraham and I'll let you go. I ain't gonna do nothing to you. So the king wake up the next day. He is pissed off because, rightfully so, your God come to me in my dreams threatening my life and my livelihood because you lied to me. And the funny thing about it is, Abraham was like,
well, technically I ain't lying. I mean, she is my sister. We got the same daddy.
And the king was like,
man, get your sister, your wife, or whatever, and get up out of here.
So, I mean, technically, though, Abraham wasn't lying because him and Sarah actually were siblings. They had the same, dad, different moms, same dad. So they technically were siblings. But once he made her his wife, that sibling thing kind of went out the door. In the eyes of God, that was his wife, not his sister. So And then they leave. And that's the end of that story. But what I wanted to highlight was Abraham knew God personally, but he still didn't trust God like that. Because when he went to Egypt the first time, it's because of a famine. God did not tell him to leave where he was. He did that on his own. And because of that, he ended up in this situation with the Pharaoh. And then the second time he left, God also didn't tell him to leave that time either, but he went ahead anyway and caused more drama and more problems. Whereas all of this could have really been avoided if he had just trusted God and stayed where he was. And also, for those of you that don't know, when God first told Abraham to leave his family, and Abraham disobeyed God by actually taking Lot with him. And if you read the book of Genesis, Lot causes Abraham a lot of problems. Abraham had to go to war because of Lot. Sodom and Gomorrah happened because of Lot. Like, he had to petition for Lot to live because of that situation. When if he had obeyed God in the first place and left Lot where he was, he wouldn't even had all these issues. Anyway, that's the story of Abraham and Sarah. But don't take my word for it. Crack open your Bible to Genesis 12 and Genesis 20 and read it for yourself. Please like, comment, and share this video. If you want to request a video, you can leave a comment on this video or on my Instagram page, on my TikTok, on my website, ghettobibletales.com. Any of my social media pages, I see all your messages. So if you want to request a video, you can. Yep. So until next time, peace out. Thanks for tuning in. All Ghetto Bible Tale episodes are posted on YouTube simultaneously in video format. You can follow Ghetto Bible Tales on all social media pages at Ghetto Bible Tales. You can also head on over to ghettobibletales.com and request a story or topic that you wish for me to discuss on the show. Once again, this has been your host, Jerrica, and this has been the Ghetto Bible Tales.